been quite an evening. Thank you so much for opening your doors here in Santa Barbara, and then that's San Francisco. Give yourselves a round of applause and turn it out on a Tuesday night.
Tomorrow, like we promised, this story's called In These Parts. And it goes a little something like this. See, once upon a time, there was a family living way up high above the state park boundary. Everybody in that family played an instrument, you see, and Mama, she played guitar. Yeah, and Papa, well, Papa, he played the bass. Well, little sister, see, little sister played the fiddle. And they were all three playing together just on a night like tonight, just grooving and making it happen, just grooving and making it happen, just grooving and making it happen. Yeah. I tell you, that little cabin way high up above the state park boundary was shaking like anything you see was moving and moving and swaying side to side. And a young mandolin player just came walking by, drawn to the music. He was lost, you see, just a walking by, drawn to the music. Like a moth to the flame, like a flame to the fire. He could not sway his desire. He walked up to that window, he looked into that window, and what did he see? Oh, he saw a great big family playing music all together. People dancing in the morning heat, dancing in the evening sun, and dancing all over the place. I guess that part doesn't make sense. Well, he just fell in love immediately with the music, with the house, and especially with that fiddle player. But you gotta watch out for those fiddle players, man. Don't get you. Yeah, cause when that sister played the fiddle, she was the loveliest girl you ever did see. She could not be looked at, but falling and madly in love and completely in love with. And it happened. He saw his whole life stretched out in front of him, my friends. That night above the state park boundary, he had to join that musical family. Yes, he had to have lots of musically talented children with that loving fiddle player, my friend. Oh, goodness gracious, it's a Tuesday night, but things are feeling pretty good up here. All right, we're going to tell you a little story now. I was just the prologue. Here comes the main body. One, two, three.
They grew their own food, and they strung their own guitars, and they made a house of boughs with their own hands. Was where the family would gather when spirits were high or low, yeah, to pick and sing and laugh and howl and dance. Yes, indeed, but no one else was in on their circle. Papa chased away intruders with his gun. Swear by his top boys, by God, he had no choice but in these ports. That's how music's done. Something out of my control. The wind of a tree blowing through my hair. In the distance I heard their holler. Might sound like they're having fun, but I guess I'll never see even if she's meant for me. In these words, how music's done. Thank you.
Thank you.
head by my hair off the ledge. The distant mist of a passing storm drifted just past the edge. Gave me a satchel with 10 white stones and said that you'll see soon. Why arrows gave them such a sack, with stones as white as the moon. You are blood, you are family, you are father, you are kin. We respect you and we love you, and we need a man to live. That night I went to Hoot and Holler in the pine bash shack that I had. I've been playing for a thousand country years. Now the family, the Jim and I are one. Now I know the way the down old people play. Hear these words when music's
we hope to see you real soon, folks.